It's Monday, June 29th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In one of the 8 attacks on Christians since the COVID-19 lockdown was partially lifted in India 2 weeks ago, a mob of 150 people in the southern state of Telangana dragged a pastor into the street and beat him while he was praying for a sick person, reports the Christian Post. Pastor Suresh Rao told International Christian Concern, quote, "They dragged me into the street and pushed me to the ground. They kicked me like they would kick a ball. There, they started to trample on me. They tore my clothes, kicked me all over my body, and punched my left eye. I have sustained a serious eye injury as a result of a blood clot," end quote. The attackers accused Rao of illegally converting Hindus to Christianity. Pastor Rao said, quote, "They said that India is a Hindu nation, and there is no place for Christians. I am prepared for this kind of eventuality. I know the cost of serving Jesus in these remote villages, and I will continue to serve the people of this region," end quote. Pastor Rao's faithfulness to Jesus Christ reminds me of the faithfulness of Daniel. Daniel 6 verse 10 documents that Daniel always prayed to God 3 times every day. 3 times every day he bowed down on his knees to pray and praise God. Even though Daniel heard about the new law prohibiting prayer to anyone but the king, he still went to his house to pray. He went up to the upper room of his house and opened the windows that faced toward Jerusalem. Then Daniel bowed down on his knees and prayed just as he always had done. Yesterday morning at First Baptist Church Dallas, reports the Christian Post, Pastor Robert Jeffress welcomed Vice President Pence to the pulpit with these words.
"Mr. Vice President, I know I probably shouldn't say this, but my congregation knows that has never stopped me before. But Mr. Vice President, there are millions of Christians in this country, just like me, who are hoping and we are praying that when you have finished your term as Vice President in 2024, we don't want you moving out of the West Wing. We just want you to move down the hall a few doors and continue to build on the legacy of the most faith-friendly president in history. Would you join me in welcoming a great Christian, a great American, a great friend of First Baptist Church Dallas, the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence?"
Toward the end of his speech, Vice President Pence shared this dramatic and inspirational story.
"I received a letter from a pastor who leads a church not far from Jacksonville, Florida. He told me of a time that he and his new bride were attending Asbury Seminary in Wilmore, Kentucky in 1977. It was a place where they held in the spring every year a Christian music festival. They'd present the gospel with preachers. They'd present what was then the early versions of contemporary Christian music. He wrote to me that in 1977, they had decided at the seminary to discontinue the event. But he and his new bride felt called to do the work. He wrote to me and said that several friends told us that it would be very hard on our new marriage and that we shouldn't do it. But he said we answered the call. We gathered a few other seminarians to help us, and they worked a whole year to arrange the event in the spring of 1978. And then he said, then the night came, the culminating evening on Saturday night, where he and his new bride were walking through the camp area. And it was raining. And they were disappointed. They thought it all had been for naught. And then he said, and that's because I didn't know that that night, a future Vice President of the United States of America would be giving his life to Jesus Christ. He wrote to me, I cannot write this without tears, and I could not read it without tears, because I remember that night sitting on a hillside. It was raining, and it was like I heard the words for the first time. But God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever might believe in him might not perish but have eternal life. And I stood up and I walked down that night, not out of a sense of intellectual assent, because my heart was broken with gratitude for what had been done for me on the cross. I'm working on a letter to that pastor, which I will not be able to write without tears. And I'm simply going to say to him and his wife, now I know who else to thank for that night so many years ago."
In a clear affirmation of God's providence, Vice President Pence said this.
The lesson in his letter was, even when things don't seem like they're going the way we expected, they're going the way he expected.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has revealed three new coronavirus symptoms, including congestion or runny nose, nausea, and diarrhea, reports thesun.com. While a Fort Worth area Christian woman condemns the tragic death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Minnesota on Memorial Day, she contends that the vast majority of police officers are the good guys who need to be encouraged. That's why, last Monday, Carolyn Reese Brooks paid for Domino's to deliver five large pizzas and chocolate brownies to the Euless, Texas Police Department in her town of 56,000. In addition to encouraging the police chief to consider printing out a Psalm 91 prayer of protection for each police officer, she wrote an email saying, quote, "We love our police. Be encouraged and do not give up. Stand strong and know that we are praying for you and all your officers," end quote. In response, Euless, Texas Police Chief Michael Brown emailed back saying, quote, "Thank you so much for your uplifting message and kind words. We will take all the prayers we can get and are humbled that you offer them up in support of us. It is a difficult time in our society, and it reminds me of what my mom used to tell me. Just because they are loud does not make them right. May God bless you and yours," end quote. Brooks urges Christians nationwide to bombard their local police departments with encouraging emails, handwritten cards, food delivery like pizza and cookies, and gift cards to grocery stores and restaurants to show our love and support. Acts 20, verse 35 says, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." If you and your children choose to bless your police department, please email me at adam@theworldview.com and tell me what you did and what their reaction was. My bride Amy and our children Honor, Mercy, and Valor will be making a card and baking cookies today right here in San Antonio, Texas. Trent in Lewisburg, North Carolina wrote me and said, quote, "After listening to the Worldview message from the 13-year-old boy named Cody, my children all wanted to give some of their own money to support the newscast. I have 10 children who each gave $10. Plus, we added an extra one-time $100 gift from us parents on top of the $20 per month gift that we've been giving for a couple of years now. Thank you so very much for your ministry. It's a blessing," end quote. 9-year-old Dahlia in Helena, Montana gave $7 and said, quote, "I really like listening to The Worldview every morning at breakfast. I really like it when you make your goals. I also like hearing what is happening around the world," end quote. An 11-year-old Larissa, her sister, gave $25, saying, quote, "I hope you make your goal," end quote. As you know, all this month, we've had a goal of raising $60,000 by tomorrow at 12 midnight to keep The Worldview in 5 minutes on the air. Listeners had already pledged $47,957. We're grateful to our new donors, including 9-year-old Dahlia in Helena, Montana, who gave $7, as well as Lorena in Selma, Texas, Murad in San Jose, California, 11-year-old Larissa in Helena, Montana, and Erica in Shutesbury, Massachusetts, each of whom gave $25. Plus, Shay in Chesapeake Beach, Maryland, gave $37. Our thanks to Corey in Stromberg, Nebraska, Slade in St. Louis, Missouri, Malcolm in Ferndown, Dosset, Canada, John in Sapporo, Hokkaido, Japan, Melissa in Rotorua, Bay of Plenty, New Zealand, each of whom gave $50. We appreciate Carla in Nampa, Idaho, who gave $80, Warren and Pam in Palos Heights, Illinois, who gave $90, and Marge in Ada, Michigan, who gave $94, since she'll be turning 94 years old on July 4th. We were touched by the donations of Steve in Loveland, Colorado, Sarah in Charleston, South Carolina, and Kristen in Bremerton, Washington, each of whom gave $100. Plus, in honor of 13-year-old Cody in Hortense, Georgia, who gave $11, Max in Macon, Georgia, gave $111. We're grateful for 15-year-old Thomas in Helena, Montana, who gave $150, Stephen in Hull, Iowa, who pledged $15 per month for 12 months for a total gift of $180, Trent in Lewisburg, North Carolina, who gave $200, and Daniel in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, who gave $299. Special thanks to Jacob in Windsor, Virginia, John and Cheryl in Ada, Michigan, Leanne in Post Falls, Idaho, each of whom gave $300, plus Renee in Dublin, California, and Nathan in Springfield, Oregon, each pledged $25 per month for 12 months for a total gift of $300 each. We praise God for the generosity of Tim in Dalhart, Texas, Sharon in Pittsfield, New Hampshire, Susan in Huntington, New York, Jonathan in Mount Juliet, Tennessee, and Randy in Coos Bay, Oregon, each of whom gave $500. And we're thankful to Nicholas in Cranberry Township, Pennsylvania, who gave $669, Carl in San Antonio, Texas, who gave $1,000, John in Stonewall, Oklahoma, who gave $1,191, and the members of SovereignGraceSingles.com, who pledged $100 per month for 12 months for a total gift of $1,200. Those 35 new donors gave $9,847. Incredible! That's five more donors than I was hoping would step up to the plate. Ready for the new grand total? Drum roll, please. Our new total is $57,915. That means that we exceeded our goal of $55,070 of this past weekend by $2,845. We are now just $2,085 away from hitting our $60,000 goal by 12 midnight tomorrow. We're on the last lap. Can you help us cross the finish line? I just need to find four listeners to pledge $25 per month for 12 months or give a one-time gift of $300, and our final two listeners to pledge $50 per month for 12 months or give a one-time gift of $600. I can see the finish line from here. If you have not made a donation yet, the time to do so is right now as the clock is counting down. Please go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right and then select the correct dollar amount. Don't forget to click on the box to make it a recurring donation if that's your wish. What would God have you do? And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, June 29th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.